If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thethepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Wendy Wilson, hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. You ready, Frank? I think Frank's ready. I'm ready. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We're going to talk a little bit more about GM foods and the reactions that people are having with them. You're not hearing a lot about that anywhere, so we're going to be talking about that. We've got a gastroenterologist weighing in and some studies, so we're going to talk about that. And we have our quack report, pretty good size one. But before we get to all that good stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face, mine and the time, because it grows short. And in John 3, it says, Jesus answered and said to him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So yeah, you gotta put away the old sinful life and be born again into the new, child of God life. Acts 16 says, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in all thy house. So that is the way. And it has an expiration date. And it grows short. So don't squander the time. If you don't know the Lord, please seek his face. Get in the scripture. Get in a good Bible-based church, preferably one that's not a 501c3, which is a government church, so they get tax exempt. You can't serve God and man. So you want a church that's, you know, independent, unregistered, and you want a church that has a minister that's, you know, put there by God, and you're going to know who they are. They are really, really steadfast in the word, and they know it inside and out. So I hope you can find one. Hard to find them out there. I can recommend Pastor Ernie Sanders, Doers of the Word Baptist Church, if you're in Cleveland, Ohio. They do have a website if you want to glean some of the information they pass on in their Bible studies and church sermons. Also, I think it's What's Right, What's Left Ministries. You can just Google Pastor Ernie Sanders, and he'll come up if you want to do something through the website there. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker. Ooh, dentist is reporting. Dr. Amy Hartsfeld, Alabama-based oral pain dental specialist, medicine specialist. She's seen a massive increase in patients as of late who say they are otherwise had healthy teeth and jaw bones, and now they're deteriorating and they're losing their teeth. So she says there's a big sharp uptick in the number of patients suffering from mysterious and severe symptoms associated with their teeth and bones. She says, quote, I've seen patients with no previous history or health issues who have perfectly healthy teeth and now have pain. Syndromes associated with health problems of the oral cavity. She says, you're not told this on the independent media. She thinks it has something to do with her patients that got vaccinated with COVID. Moving along, food chemicals on the chopping block in California. They say these chemicals could damage the human brain, cause central nervous system problems, hormone disruption, behavioral, and health gut issues. So California has a few things they're getting rid of. Titanium dioxide, potassium bromate, brominated vegetable oil, polyparaben, and red dye number 3 are all going to go out of California real quick. So a lot of companies in the U.S. say these chemicals are known carcinogenic ingredients. They're included in candy, cereal, juices, and soda. These chemicals have been banned by the European Union. All right, last but not least in the quack report, there's a list here of some top U.S. counties that have longer life expectancy. Thought we'd go over them real quick. So if you're in Summit County, Colorado, Pitkin County, Colorado, Eagle County, Colorado, as well as Douglas County, Colorado, you're going to live longer. Billings County, North Dakota, Marin County, California, San Miguel County, Colorado, Fairfax County, Virginia, and City, Aleutians West Census Area of Alaska, as well as Aleutians East Borough, Alaska, and Presidio County, Texas, are all on I'm going to live longer list if you live in there. Now I want to go over the bottom 5 counties where you won't live longer. Story County, Iowa, Steams County, Minnesota, Archuleta County, Colorado, Benton County, Oregon, and Johnson City, Iowa are on the bottom of the list. Hey, North Carolina is not even on this list at all. I guess it's a neutral state. I don't know. And that wraps the quack report. That's all, folks. Thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to be talking about genetically modified foods and some reactions that, well, aren't getting the reported information out there that it's due. So the public really doesn't really hear the downside of eating your genetically modified foods. So we all hear it, all we hear is that they are the same as conventional foods, but really they're not. So GM foods are patented, which means a change had to occur. So the standard rule to obtain a patent on a naturally occurring compound is that a certain process had to be used. So I thought we'd look into how that's determined before you can patent a GM food. So for decades, our standard process of obtaining a patent on a naturally occurring compound was it had to be isolated and purified or stripped of other elements. So the patent office has to see in the specifications of a patent claim that they have to go through four categories to help make this decision concrete and patentable. So the agents that, you know, at the patent office that are determining if something is patentable, they have been looking at an abstract idea. In other words, it's a theory not yet in existence. The laws of nature, in other words, you have to have factual truths in there. Can't make stuff up like sci-fi. Also, natural phenomenon or a factual occurrence has to be included, and a natural product has to be dealt with. So if a patent application claims something other than those four categories, well, the examiners will closely examine the claim, and there has to be a significant structural change from what nature provided in order to get a patent. So what does it mean to have a significant structural change? Because you know how it is in legal terms, it's kind of vague. Could mean anything. Well, here is what the patent office states. The significant different standard with respect to a natural product, what is claimed should be non-naturally occurring and markedly different in structure from the natural occurring product. So there has to be a structural change. Also, the description of markedly different implies a very obvious and easily noticeable change. So it can't be subtle. Has to be there. Therefore, GM foods are really not the same as natural foods. They're just not. Here's a quote from Derek Lowe. He's a pH organic chemist. He said, the more different your claimed product is from the naturally occurring one, the more likely it is to be considered a patentable, eligible item by the U.S. Patent Office. And also, this is from the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology. They said this October 2020, and they said, a patent gives its owner the legal right to exclude others from using this invention for a limited number of years in exchange for disclosing the invention to the public. So during the period of protection, the owner can recoup its investments in research and development. And this acts as a reward for the invention, as well as an incentive to engage in further innovation activities. So patent protection is particularly important for the pharmaceutical industry. End of quote. They go on to say, however, some pharmaceutical companies may use the patent system for a different purpose, i.e. they may, their procedure maybe using numerous secondary patents that create multi-layer protection around their successful products to avoid competition on the merits. Such strategic patenting allows for pharmaceutical companies to strengthen their monopoly position and thus to continue charging high prices. Therefore, strategic patenting has a negative effect on competition and to consumer welfare. End of quote. Well, there was a little bit of a game changer in the patent area. In 2014, the U.S. Patent Office it declared new guidelines. It was handed it down to them from the U.S. Supreme Court. there was a case called Molecule Pathology versus Merid Genetics, and this was a 2013 case, in which a patent cannot be issued on a purified natural product. Uh-oh. That's one of the guidelines, remember? So this has had a serious impact on companies and universities that conduct a lot of research in the life science area. So the Myriad decision case, purified natural substances could be patented, well, is a question. So the discussion was held that the isolated DNA that was exactly the same sequence as it was found in nature cannot be patented. So the patent examiners now have 12 new guidelines to, now instead of the four, they have 12 to check for eligibility of a patent. However, these guidelines do not have the force of law. Courts and higher administrative authorities like patent trials and appeals boards can overrule the patent examiner's decisions. And there's this big to-do over the grandfathered stuff, you know. Is it still patentable or not? Well, a gastroenterologist physician kind of went on the record as saying there was a change. This was a gastroenterologist who noticed that her patients complained of digestive dysfunctions, of things like gas and bloating, heartburn, abdomen pain, diarrhea, and constipation. So she admitted that, you know, medicine treats the symptoms only. So she asked her patients about their diets. You know, maybe it's something in the diet. And their patients told her that they were eating the same foods they've been eating all their lives, and so it can't be the food. But she said the foods have been changed. See? So genetically altered. So looks can be deceiving. You know, your broccoli may look the same, your almonds and other foods that are genetically altered, your eggs, your soy, peanuts, but they could be different. So the food is different on a molecule level. You don't see it with the naked eye. So the doctor had been looking into the cause of her patient's distress in 2010. And 5 years later, she was having symptoms of abdomen, distension, gas, and bloating. So she ran some tests, and she wasn't pregnant, and her liver was fine, and she had completed a diet modification a few years back. She removed dairy and fast food and processed foods from her diet. So she decided to eliminate grains, and she said within a week her symptoms improved. Then she tried organic grains, and she had no digestive distress. So what she concluded is the human body does not recognize genetically modified foods and can't digest them properly. And she found that your GMO foods cause irritation of the stomach lining and the intestinal walls. It creates excessive inflammation, diarrhea, gas, bloating from the undigested food. So she says the body's attempting to get rid of the inorganic food quickly, and it causes these symptoms. So the doctor also found lots of glyphosate or Roundup in the genetically modified foods. And she said this will disrupt your digestive flora and create excessive amounts of bad bacteria and inflammation. So when this occurs, the body can't produce amino acids, and which really are the building blocks for your body. It's responsible for a lot of metabolic function. So when you don't have your amino acids, you're going to get metabolic disorder. So the GMOs are creating metabolic alteration as a result of gene modification. Now here's a quote from the National Library of Medicine Biotechnology Center, October 2014. They say, to address these challenges, advances in analytical platforms have played a key role to unravel potential GM effects at the molecule level. So they were admitting in this study that they were having difficulty, with their research because there wasn't enough procedures in place to unravel all the changes from the GM modification in order to measure the metabolic disruption. So they were working on some new ways to measure things. So what are we looking at here with the consumption of your GMO foods? Well, according to the medical professionals, if you don't have your building blocks, amino acid building blocks, because of all the Roundup and the gene modification, you got a lot of disruption. And when you don't have your amino acids, metabolic function, is a problem. And they list some of the problems. Brain dysfunction and mental disturbances, such as inability to focus, appetite suppression, violent behavior, depression, etc. Well, that may explain a lot of what's going on with society. They also list nutritional deficiencies, lack of adequate detoxification. The body can't detox itself well. Liver damage, muscle dysfunction and damage, respiratory disorders, skin disorders, immune system imbalance, heart attacks, and diabetes. Just because you're not getting any amino acids because of the gene modification. So, too much bacteria from the gene modification, no amino acids, and you get this and the dominoes fall. Here is Brannick Clinic of Natural Medicine. They say GMO foods and all the associated chemicals sets us up for a poor quality of life and health and probably a reduction in lifespan. End of quote. I tend to agree. And, of course, you know, if you read a lot of these things on the Internet, if you're going to go in your search engine and type in, you know, GMOs and is it a health risk, you know, they downplay the risk. So, according to Medical News Today, science admits that allergic reaction to GM foods is a risk, but they say it's a small risk. They say it's so teeny weeny, it's not even worth mentioning. So they would have us to believe that an allergy will occur only if a protein from a common allergy food like nuts were introduced into and then produced by the GM food. So the World Health Organization discourages genetically modifying engineers from using genes or DNA allergens from allergy type foods. And we're also led to believe that scientists test the GM foods for allergy responses before it's released to the market. So the American Cancer Association asserts that there is no evidence that GM foods can create cancer. And typically, science does not want to look for cancer, any cancer link, and therefore really don't do any studies on it. Can't find them. However, animal studies have noted some very serious cancerous effects on GM food. And you have to wonder what's in your pet food. Yeah, the commercial pet food. So I'm also noticing that a lot of this information, if you're looking for it on GM, is being scrubbed or sanitized from your internet. So you want to be real careful out there. The point is your foods change human DNA in 6 days. Science has already established that. Food has power that way. So long-term exposure to GM foods is really not known. Nobody's done any studies on it, published anything. And by the time it is established, many people will have paid the price with their health. So what you put in your body matters. And you want to keep a food journal, as it will help you to track your food culprits and figure out what you're sensitive to, what's bothering you. Foods have been, you know, well, foods have been showing us changes that what you could be allergic to. Your body communicates, sends signals to you, and you notice things. So I recently found out myself that I'm allergic to popcorn. I found this out because I had some popcorn and then I had an allergic reaction the next day. Now the popcorn said non-GMO. So corn products are in hundreds of products like soup, marinade, cereal, crackers, cookies, and the inflammation can manifest anywhere in your body. Now, for me, it was my eyes. It caused a lot of swelling, and then the eyelid was rubbing on the cornea, creating an abrasion. And if you avoid the food that you're allergic to, and I'm doing that, you'll do much better. So Yeah, over 90% of the corn in the United States GMO. And that has me wondering, GM foods are supposed to be marked as GM, but there is a lot of corruption in the food market, and the organic brings three times the profit. So I would say we have more GM corn in products than we should. So read your labels carefully. Snack products are loaded with GM and Roundup. Look for packaging that guarantees no GM ingredients, or it specifically says in the ingredient list, organic, organic wheat, organic this, organic that. Don't trust the brands. Like, I'll give you an example. Pepperidge Farm went all GM ingredient. People just, you know, have grown up with Pepperidge Farm. My mom would buy that stuff. She was a health food nut. She would buy that stuff. And so people, you know, associate Pepperidge Farm with, you know, wholesome. Of course, the science says GM is wholesome. I beg to differ. So years ago, we switched here at Apothecary Herbs, we switched to certified organic alcohol as the grains were starting to be genetically modified and we couldn't trust the conventional grains anymore. So organic alcohol is significantly more expensive, but it's well worth the purity in our tincture making. So if you want, call Apothecary Herbs. They have organic professional strength herb formulas that are naturally aged and cold pressed, and that makes a big difference. It preserves potency and plant nutrition. A lot of your tinctures aren't made like that anymore. So call their toll-free number at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, international number 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972, or visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. Ask for their free catalog. It'll be mailed to you, U.S. mail. You can also take advantage of the download link if you want to do that as well. So thepowerherbs.com. Sign up for newsletters if you like to get information each week in your inbox, email. You have to have email to get them. Just go to thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and sign up for free. So that way you can be getting information you can pass on to family and friends as needed. All right, we got a few things we're going to talk about, but we got to take a little break. So when we come back from the break, we'll be empowering some more. So don't go anywhere.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. complete instructions for maximum benefit, and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
All right. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate the bumper. We are going to kind of finish what we started the other night. We were talking about the Dr. Mom concept. We also should say Dr. Dads, too, because they're really getting into it. We were talking about how people are starting to be more proactive and looking for natural solutions for everyday problems. So mothers that are staying at home are also breaking these social barriers that have made the job of mother less glamorous. And, you know, society is, you know, less accepting of a stay-at-home mom. So they're just not putting up with that. Good for them. And they are also not accepting the printed propaganda that they're seeing online and a lot of, and also in print and magazines would say stay-at-home motherhood is boring. No, it's not. They say it's not less valued, and it's not old-fashioned. It's real. My babies need me kind of thing. So smart moms don't have time to waste, and they are very productive and proactive, and they realize that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. So moms have this very important influence on humanity and on society and our future. So women have a natural instinct to be with and raise their children. So women work against this innate characteristic when they tell you that it was difficult for them to place their newborn in daycare. So I'm not saying women that go to work, it's a bad thing. Some women have to work. But the women that are able and choose to stay at home, they shouldn't be shunned. They shouldn't be criticized. So overall, mothers tend to be healthier and more content when they stay home with their children. So more moms are homeschooling, cooking from scratch, learning how to can vegetables, growing a garden, having the children pitch in, they're being more self-reliant. So homeschooling is now very popular, and you can find reading materials and classes on homeschooling, even online. So you can pick up not only interesting but useful information when you're reading on self-reliant lifestyles. I homeschooled my kids for a while. We had a very good homeschool network, and we did field trips, we did science fairs, we did oral reports. We got together and we did these things, so the children did have interaction with other kids, so they weren't isolated. So your homeschool network can be quite great. And we even had our own library, too, in addition to the public schools or the public libraries, and we were able to really get a lot of information. So when my oldest was in elementary school, we were studying the Wright brothers and the history of flight. And we would do hands-on stuff. So we got the balsam wood flyers, and we built a flyer and scheduled a field trip to Kill Devil Hills, that kind of thing. So, you know, this really sinks into kids when you're able to, you know, spend some time on a topic, whereas public schools, you know, they kind of just throw stuff out there and hope the kids grab it because they have so much material they have to cover, and it's just too ambitious, really, for the kids to learn anything significant. So today when my son looks at a plane, he doesn't see aviation as a commercial travel. He sees two men with a dream. Yep. So old-fashioned, it may be old-fashioned, but, you know, it still works. So being more self-reliant really doesn't mean you are, you know, having to live like the Amish. That doesn't mean that. Stay-at-home moms are finding a happy combination of doing more for their families while they're still, you know, driving the minivan full of children to soccer. So I can remember my oldest son when I was homeschooling, and he was in modeling. He did a lot of Belk's commercials and stuff like that. And so I can remember we had to go all the way to the beach one day, and it was a four-hour drive. So I'm teaching as I'm driving. Okay, so you find ways to do it. And natural medicines are also something that is picking up in popularity with a lot of the stay-at-home families. Some of them are even making their own stuff. So they're learning they can use natural things to stop bleeding, to cleanse wounds, to get rid of sinus congestion, get rid of bronchitis. They're finding out how to do these things. They're taking the power back. So they don't want to do antibiotics if they don't have to. So they're looking for alternatives. They're staying away from vaccines as well. So, you know, while other people are waiting for a cure, these are proactive, active parents using natural prevention methods and applying them. And Dr. Moms, you know, doesn't mean they stop being proactive after the children have, you know, left the family home. They're still, you know, teaching their children, their grandchildren. They're learning how to go through menopause gracefully without any symptoms. I mean, so it's a whole new world out there for them. And you know what? They're also finding many health experts feel that men don't regularly see their physician as they should because they are afraid, they think. Well, I can understand that people don't want to get bad news, but I think that men are more skeptical of the doctor. And according to the Wall Street Journal, the Halls of Medicine, they're trying to correct the shyness that men tend to have towards seeing their physicians on a regular basis. So they have a lot of advertising now that kind of addresses that. So public health officials feel that aging men in general are in denial with their health risk and have produced a lot of TV ads. Now, just remember now, when they want you to go through these studies, you know, your annual visit and your study, especially when you get over the age of 50, they keep, you know, calling you about, you know, having this study done. That the studies are really marketing material to sell you a procedure. See, that's what the studies are for. So just keep that in mind. And studies have a 20% error margin built into them. So they want you to go for prostate, you know, antigen tests. They want you to go for mammograms, and they want you to go to colonoscopies. They're looking for, it's sort of like the mechanic looking for a problem to fix. So, I mean, people say, well, it's proactive. You know, I can, you know, find a problem before it really manifests into something big. Okay, but investigate your studies real careful because they do have risks involved. So proactive people are out there. They're using lots of herbs. They're getting smart. And now they're using common sense. Oh, common sense. So, you know, common sense would mean if something's outside of your expertise, then, yeah, you're going to have to seek a health professional. And then sometimes you may need a diagnosis to find out what you're dealing with. All right. So, you know, use common sense out there. But I applaud people that are, you know, being more proactive, looking for these natural solutions for a lot of these everyday problems. So you're not having to use a lot of toxic types of treatments. All right. We're going to shift gears a little bit and we're going to talk about some medical devices. The FDA created this medical industry system to accept reports on medical devices, which may increase the risk of injury or death. And a reporting system is supposed to highlight dangerous devices and make this information available to your health professionals and also to the public. So why do you suppose the FDA has a hidden registry and later closed the program after millions of reports were sent in? Why did that happen? Well, one reason the program was shuttered is because of an investigative report which exposed the hidden area of the system hiding vital medical information. So all the data that was submitted was supposed to be available data, but it was limited. So when the FDA was asked about these kinds of records and why it was restricted data, they replied that under the open records law, such information can take 2 or more years to be released to the public, and they referred people to the Freedom of Information Act. So they weren't going to comply. They're not going to tell you. They're not going to answer your question. So basically, you got gatekeepers. So who is in charge of big data on medical device reports that doctors would submit when they're closely monitoring their patients? So this is supposed to be a monitoring system that, you know, doctor's using this product for your patient. Patient has a problem with it. He's supposed to go on this platform and report the problem. And it's supposed to be available for other doctors in his area expertise to see. Okay? Supposed to be. So that other doctors see what's going on. So It's not helping patient monitoring. The data registry was controlled by a private medical society. The society collects the data and is supposed to report findings back to the device manufacturer. The device manufacturer is supposed to send information to the FDA on a spreadsheet on the data. It would include death rates and things. And under these rules, the manufacturer is to investigate and send the agencies a detailed report on each medical device that may have produced a death. So the data is supposed to be open to the public as well, but it's not available. Here's a quote from a doctor's report. They said the FDA carved out an exemption in 2010 and it covered 6 devices. Doctors report extensive data on patients for certain medical devices that are closely monitored in registries. That's the FDA's explanation of it, but that's not exactly what happened. So the cardiovascular devices that were on the list that caused high risk of death have been reported to have killed more than 8,000 patients. And what we are seeing is that when a medical device is linked to patient deaths, although it may be reported to the system by a physician, the device injury reports are hidden within the registry agency. And in many instances, the device report on heart valves implanted via threaded catheter causing injury or death were actually hidden so other cardiologists couldn't see it. And then they would use the same procedure and then another person dies. So you had a medical firewall up there. And what medical professionals are discovering is that important medical data is hidden behind a firewall, and therefore cardiologists don't have access to that information and imposed an accessibility restriction. This is Dr. Deanna Zuckerman, president of the National Center for Health Research. She said, "This is crazy. This is not a particular reason that I can really think of why you would put summary reports behind some kind of firewall where no one really can see it." Well, I know the reason. The FDA says the FDA just got additional funding from Congress and plans to use it to make more information readily available and easier to access. Right. What'd they do? What FDA, what'd you do with the money? And the FDA says they monitor reports of adverse events and other problems with medical devices and alerts health professionals and the public when needed to ensure proper use of the device and health and safety of patients. But many healthcare professionals and even politicians do not know the FDA had collected 5.7 million reports through this alternative summary reporting program on devices that harmed or created malfunction, and doctors and researchers and device safety experts had no access to this data. They did not know it existed. Wow, the very field that could really use that information was blocked. They couldn't see it. So currently there are 108 devices the FDA has exempted from reporting, and as of December 2019, is no longer accepting legitimate summary reports. A few examples of devices that are on the list were pelvic mesh implants, surgical robots, heart valves, thoracic stents and grafts, Medtronic catheters, cardiac watchman devices, surgical staplers, balloon pumps, mechanical breathing machines, pacemaker electrodes, and implantable defibrillators. So there are heart valves made by different companies, but the valve that was causing the most harm, made by Core Valve Company, causing over 5,500 deaths in 2014, the valve device was used for patients who didn't have good, they weren't good candidates for heart surgery, so they were using these. So we have to know, have to make an important distinction here. We mentioned the physicians will report the problems. There were patient deaths, and they reported it to the system, but they were not legally required to do this. Now, what's wrong with that? Doctors aren't legally required to do that. They voluntarily do it. So it is a device, it is really the device companies who are required to report patient deaths to the FDA, not the physicians. So, and here's the rub. Here's the little dance around, the dog and pony show. The companies that make the medical devices that are supposed to report deaths to the FDA will say that they will report deaths to the FDA if they have enough information, which is part of the problem with this reporting system, isn't it? So the companies can cite that the reports are unclear if the cause of death was due to the device, as 40% of the reports list no cause of death. Makes you wonder if the FDA was running block for the manufacturers of these devices, you know. Dr. Stephen Nissen, he's a chief academic officer in Cleveland Clinic, he said, to understand safety of devices, we need to have access to all the data. The data sent to the FDA should be open. Yeah. Now, in 1992, Congress passed this Safe Medical Device Act, a public law 102-629. Now, it requires healthcare facilities to report all incidences in which a medical device or a user error may have caused or contributed to the death or serious injury or serious illness of a patient. So physician offices are exempt from reporting, but hospitals, surgery centers, diagnostic centers, they're on the hook to report. So the FDA ranks medical devices into classes or categories. Now, for instance, a class 1 medical device are considered to come with very low risk to patient health and safety, and about 47% of devices are included in this class. A class 2 medical device will come with a moderate risk, and approximately a 43% of the devices on the market fall into this class. Now, a class 3 device offers higher risk and requires clinical data to prove safety and efficiency, and about 10% of the devices are in a class 3. So if your doctor wants to use a device, find out what class it's in, and then you want to do your homework real hard, look at it. What'd you say, Frank? I wonder how much pharma plays to what graft to medical examiners to just not see the connection. Well, you know, that's you know, where the Bible says, you know, gifts. They come with gifts. It's bribes. Possibly. Corruption abounds. Now, with regards to your heart valve devices, the money that supports it comes from the taxpayer funded Medicare program, about $2.8 billion a year. And the predicted market for the devices is expected to be $7 billion by next year, 2024. Now, a surgeon by Dr. Douglas Kowalski in Florida, he experienced a malfunction with a surgical stapler device during surgery. So when he went to the FDA's device public database, he could not find anything listed that that had any other listing of surgeons who found that they had the same experience and the same malfunction he did. So there was zero, not a nilch up there. So Dr. Kowalski discovered that the FDA had given the manufacturer of the device special exemption and allowed them to file reports of manufacturers in their hidden database section. Doctors can't see that. So it was hidden from the public, hidden from your physicians, who may be using the device causing harm. Dr. Kowalski says, I don't want to sound overdramatic, but it seems like a cover-up to me. The FDA has built a vast and expanded hidden repository of reports on device-related injuries and malfunctions. Yeah, it's hidden. So the doctor, Dr. Kowalski, discovered from Kaiser Health News investigation that since 2016, the FDA hid 1.1 million incidents in the Internal Alternative Summary Reporting Repository, the dark side, the not accessible side, instead of being listed in the public database called MAUDE. So the medical experts did not know there was a second set of filings, which seems similar to the mob keeping a second set of books. Mm-hmm. So there appears to be about 100 medical devices in the hidden registry or depository that include serious injury, malfunction, and death. And the FDA states the program has been reformed in 2017 with a new voluntary summary reporting program. Uh-huh. Kaiser Health said this, yet the program has been so obscure that it is unknown to many of the doctors and engineers dedicated to improving device safety. Even a former FDA commissioner knew nothing of the program. Amid the blackout in the information about device risks, hundreds of patients have been injured and in some cases generated lawsuits. And it appears the hidden registry supported risky and controversial products. Deborah Kotz, FDA, says, the registry exemption was created without any public notice or regulations. Any device manufacturer can request an exemption from its obligation to report. What? Yeah. Okay, Kaiser goes on to say, investigations reveal that in 2017, 480,000 patients who were injured or suffered equipment malfunctions were devices included in the registry exemption area. More than a million similar reports remain in this registry spanning 15 years. That is only accessible by the FDA, and the physicians and the public should not have to rely on the Freedom of Information Act and wait 2 years for this information. Oh, the FDA is playing hardball here. Mattis Tomes, former FDA manager, says this, the exceptions to the reporting rules are troubling. The FDA is essentially giving away its authority to oversee the safety and effectiveness of these devices. I agree. Somebody's getting paid. Lori Malo, ECRU Institute, says none of our safety engineers had any familiarity with the FDA's alternative summary reporting program. Well, they couldn't find anything. Why would they be familiar with it? Surgeon Tom Margolis, San Francisco, California, says, I look at it as the FDA and the device manufacturers were trying to hide complications from me. That's wrong and heinous. I agree. Dr. Marty Makary, Johns Hopkins professor, says the FDA has signs of haphazard systems and is not independent and not transparent. Dr. Michael Carome, director of the Public Citizens Health Research Group, says it's another example of a flawed oversight system we all assume is doing its job but is bent toward making it easier for industry rather than making protection for the public health and as its primary goal. And Dr. Lori Brown says, former FDA official, the number one job of the FDA, it shouldn't be buyer beware. It is to have the information available to the people so that they can have information about these devices. But they don't, Lori. It's not accessible. See? Full disclosure. Not happening. The ECRI Institute, a nonprofit in medical device safety, which needs the real data to assess the use and effectiveness of these medical devices, doesn't have it. And according to them, it's fictional healthcare then. If we can't have the truth, then it's fictional healthcare. I kind of like that expression, fictional healthcare. It's an illusion. Makes you mad, doesn't it? Because it's sad to realize patients have to be their own investigators now in all healthcare recommendations. Their doctors are restricted. It's too risky to take a drug company's or medical device company's word for it. Really, do your homework very carefully. Get third opinions if you have to before you jump in and do anything. And with the internet, it can be easier to find things. You can also search things out at your library if you prefer that. I've had family members do that too. So important stuff. Do your homework on all things there. Fictional money, fictional law. Fictional healthcare. Hey, thank Frank. Frank sums it up for us right there. Thank you. Well, you know, always pray. Never cease from praying. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything and do your due diligence. Don't forget to give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They'll send you a free product catalog and be empowered. 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.